And welcome to the first in a series of podcasts discussing a revolutionary OD project delivered with Conswater Homes in Belfast that's all about bringing the future to the workplace of today. This project has been a true facilitator of change. The organisational mindset and that of individuals within it has transformed over the last year or so, with input from all and the opportunity to create an environment where the changes have become established as business as usual. Productivity, personal growth, and connection to the customer have all registered a step change forward. This has culturally reorientated the organisation in a way that has made it more resilient and better able to exploit future opportunities. At the heart of the change sits a newly shaped colleague proposition, Conswater Connect, enabling Conswater to continually make strides forward in retaining and attracting talent by creating a new competitive edge in the employment market. Our podcasts over the next month or so are conversations with a range of key contributors to this project, documenting their journey and views on the progress made. And I'm delighted to continue these conversations with our own Mark Linwood, partner at Distinctive People and the lead consultant on the team that worked with Conswater. So, Mark, what was in your mind leading up to the start of the project?
I think the very first thing that was in my mind, that this presented a great opportunity. There's not too many organisations, that are prepared to make such an investment, to approach a piece of work like this with such an open mind. And it was at a time when there were lots of other things going on in the world, whereby the opportunity that I believe was created to think differently and to develop new ways of working could have been seen as subordinate to some of the other challenges that were happening during that period.
Yeah, absolutely. So what you've continued working with Conswater and have worked with them for some time now. What changes have you seen as a consultant as a result of the activity?
Well, I think I was genuinely in a privileged and unique position, in as much as that I have worked with the organisation on and off over a long period of time, but I'm not part of the organisation. So I have some knowledge and some understanding, but I don't hand in glove and I'm absolutely independent. So I felt that Distinctive People were going to be able to bring some rigour, some challenge, and create an environment where innovation and creativity was going to produce some positive outcomes, of which I wasn't disappointed, and I don't believe Conswater were disappointed at the end of the process. But I think the sorts of things that I saw developed during the course of the partnership that we had with Conswater in this project, which spanned a couple of months, and sort of best be grouped together in a number of different areas. I mean, first of all, I think the leadership team came at this with an absolute pure sense of wanting to explore what change might be and what was possible. I think they consciously exercised restraint in terms of how their preferred style of operating might have been historically. I think culturally they were absolutely prepared to hand this project over to the staff team in general. Mm-hmm. And as consultants, we were given an absolute free hand to manage the project in a way in which was best likely to produce some outcomes. So culturally, I think it was a big step forward for Conswater from the way in which they'd operated from a leadership perspective. On an individual perspective, one of the things that surprised me, pleasantly surprised me, that is that we had one-to-ones with all members of staff, and each of those discussions ranged from anything between an hour and a half. And the overriding theme was that people explored what might be possible in the way of working in the future from a very selfless point of view. Mm. So not how would it benefit my work-life balance, my needs and my style and preferred ways of options, but if we work differently, how can we continue to improve the service to our residents, tenants, and our customer base more generally? And it was that point that people started with, as opposed to what might they or their team get out of it. So that was a very strong and powerful indication of how change might develop moving forward through the project. I think there was a very strong sense of team camaraderie. So again, the organization operates in relatively small teams. So how would more flexible, more agile and innovative ways of delivering service on an individual basis affect how we need to work as a team? So I saw a lot of evidence of thinking through the consequences of working in a particular way. How do we get the best out of our collective skill sets? How do we manage our time effectively in order to get great outcomes on a team basis as opposed to an individual basis? And I guess what emerged, which sums all of that up in perhaps a simple phrase, was that whether it was intended or not, I saw that these teams became self-managed teams, that in effect that the managerial and the leadership side of things was more about enabling, providing resource, unblockages, dealing with the external environment, whereas the teams themselves agreed and planned what would be best for delivering the service to their customer. And then finally, on an individual basis, I saw an exceptional number of people who grew through this process on a personal level. They developed enhanced skills, a diversity of skills, but more importantly, they developed a sense of personal confidence, whereas historically they may have worked in a way in which they would have regularly gone to their line manager for guidance, instruction, and decisions. Some of the people that were perhaps most comfortable in that situation, who I'd seen in other forums in the past, were now starting to take decisions in their own right, to develop and use skills that they either didn't have previously or had been latent and they didn't feel confident to use. And the qualitative nature of the discussions that took place with those people really suggested that they not only had become more personally confident, but as a result, they were enjoying the contribution they were making that much more.
Yeah, sure. And I think it's interesting, Mark, because the interviews that I've done so far in the podcast that we've put out, a number of those themes have come through. And I think when I spoke to Catherine from the leadership team, the impact of that leadership letting go, if you like, and the creation of self-managed teams that almost happened by osmosis, if you like, that was a big thing, you know, thinking about the culture of the organization beforehand, and that's very much recognized. And then from the interviews with the staff on the sort of housing officer side of things, that benefit to residents at the forefront of everyone's minds. So some really interesting themes there, I think. So from your point of view, what next for the future workplace at Conswater? What are your thoughts?
Well, I think ironically, in some respects, I think the language starts changing. I think the future of work becomes the way in which we work. And I think that evolves, develops, and is shaped primarily by the changing needs of their customer base. I think as new people come into the team, they bring fresh thinking about how they do things differently. I think the investments that they're making in support and technology and ways of delivering service are all things that are going to affect on an incremental basis, as opposed to what, in this instance, I believe was an excellent example of what is often trotted out as a sort of a soundbite of the moment about disruption. Disruption really took place here. It did take place probably as a result of adversity, and that was during the COVID period, but it delivered a very positive outcome, and that outcome was customer, team, and organization. And I think all of those ingredients mean that the cultural richness and development of the organization moving forward, A, is in good hands and will in itself deliver lots of good new innovations over the coming years. I think the other thing that is particularly important and perhaps widens the answer to the question you pose a little bit more, and I think Conswalter were in this place before this particular piece of work, but has been reinforced by it, is it's very comfortable with its position within the social housing community within Northern Ireland. It knows what it is, it knows what it's important to it, and it is not going to be diverted from that path. And that's not just a leadership or a board commitment, that's a whole team, one team approach. And that's really about customer, community, and thinking about how added value services are delivered through people as opposed to economies of scale and size. And I think that qualitative element and distinctive people have supported the organization since this project on some additional work around how customer excellence can be achieved to further develop the aims of the organization. Those qualities and that cultural and values drive was very evident in that work, which again was led by self-managed teams, both individual teams, but coming together as a one team. So I think from where I sit, the future is bright. The organisation will continue to do great work with different communities in Northern Ireland. And I think that probably is the direction of travel that they will continue down in the coming years.
So watch this space for Conswalter. So thanks very much, Mark, for your contribution, and thanks all for listening. And look out for the next podcast in the series, reflecting on bringing the future to the workplace of today at Conswalter. Thank you.